Most of us live by our wits, transmitting what we feel into words or actions. But what happens when that exquisitely intricate and sensitive network of neurons is interrupted? We know the word we want to say, but can't say it. We know the way we want to move our hand, but can't move it. Susie Becker is an author and artist who's probably best known for her book, All I Need to Know I Learned from My Cat. She's also an entrepreneur and former White House fellow. She began to suffer seizures in the spring of 1999 and was eventually diagnosed with a brain tumor. The story of her surgery and recovery is told in an illustrated memoir of recollections and cartoons called I Had Brain Surgery, What's Your Excuse? Susie Becker joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Ms. Becker, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we should mention the book opens with your imagined interview, our own Terry Gross interviewing you. Is it a terrible disappointment to be on the show?
No, see, I had to change a lot of the names, and that was actually you, Scott, and I changed your to protect your innocence.
Now I'm flattered. Thank you. When doctors said you ought to have brain surgery, help us understand that mental process.
I don't know why. The ultimate diagnosis that I would need brain surgery somehow, in some ways, wasn't as bad as I'd built it up in my mind, you know, that it was going to be. Not given any alternatives, you quickly begin to cope. You know, at least I was going to have some time to prepare. My surgery was an awake surgery. I became really comfortable with that because I had some notion that if things weren't going well, you know, I would get control of the instruments myself or something and, you know, fix things or something.
The surgery was successful, but I think it would be safe to say that you weren't quite prepared for the long period of recovery.
Right. They got the mass out, but it unexpectedly affected my speech, reading, writing, you know, my language abilities, my sense of humor. And they believed it was temporary and due to the swelling, but they couldn't outline a recovery process.
And then when you were told that the tumor was in fact benign, that must have seemed like a turning point, but at the same point, that hardly answered all of your problems then.
Right. For me, you know, luckily or in denial or whatever, the fear of cancer was a remote one. And I was faced with, you know, am I going to be able to do my work again? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be myself? And everybody just was, you know, about to cheer that it was benign. And I, yeah, you know, wait a minute, everybody, you know, that's great. But what about my language? Quit being so happy about that. So
I want to get you, if you can, to read a section from the book, if we can, where you describe what it's like, you and your partner, Karen. You're waking up and you try to tell the time on the clock on the VCR.
And you want me to read it out loud?
Read it out loud if you can. We'll give it,
yes,
let's give it a try if you could,
yeah.
And I'll help when necessary.
All right. I was the first one awake on Tuesday morning. I checked the VCR. Test. I tried to mouth the time. I counted up to 6:32. 6:32. Damn. I waited for Karen to wake up. What time? I asked. She looked at me, looking at the clock. Say it, please, I added. You try first. And then I attempt to say it. Six. Long pauses in between. 5:03. Arg. Before 7. 6:53, she says. I repeated it, certain I'd get it once she'd said it. 53. 6:53. 6:56.
Ms. Becker, how do you feel now?
Like this was a horrible time to go through, and happy that it's behind me.
When did you know your sense of humor was back?
I think the first time I made anybody laugh was just a few months after the surgery. I was waiting for the doctor and waiting and waiting, and I took a piece of paper out of the trash and made a little tent card out of it, and I wrote hello on it and put it in the middle of the hall to remind people that I was there. And some nurses walked by it, you know, once or twice. And so then I made a second one and said, hello, anybody? And finally they stopped and started laughing and called other people over and then got him. And just that feeling again of making people laugh made me think that things were starting to come back.
Susie Becker, her new book is I Had Brain Surgery, What's Your Excuse? Ms. Becker, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.